gentlemen, it is my utmost honor to introduce our great comrade from South Africa, Comrade Dennis Brutus, freedom fighting poet, one of the oldest continuous freedom fighters in the world, who shared prison at Robben Island with Nelson Mandela, who continues to be a living inspiration for liberation for the peoples of the African continent and throughout the world, and who is a living ancestor. Let us welcome our comrade.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope we are ready to march. Freedom! Freedom! We are ready to march for freedom. I come from a country where strangely we have achieved a victory, and then we have seen that victory frustrated. We have seen that victory betrayed by comrades who, having been part of the struggle, have now deserted the people and are compromising by working with the multinationals, with the corporations, with the U.S. imperial agenda across Africa. And so we must be ready to march again. We say freedom! 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 We say freedom! And we say we will march again. In spite of defeats, in spite of frustration, in spite of betrayal, we will march again. Right? We will march again. We will march again. We will march again. And the poem I read for you is a poem which is a mixture of sadness at betrayal, but also of determination, of commitment, of a willingness, if need be, to march again in the cause of freedom. I spent time breaking rocks on Robben Island each day with a hammer, and around me were others, comrades, some of them bruised, some of them mutilated. I was myself carrying scars, bullet scars, because I had a bullet wound where the bullet had entered my back and exited from my chest, so that there were two wounds from the same bullet. And we talked of commitment. We talked of dedication. We talked of how we would change the world when we were given the opportunity. And then the opportunity came. And we succeeded in a struggle in which we were joined by many people in the United States. Students who marched, who protested anti-apartheid marches, people who went and got arrested on the steps of the South African Embassy in Washington. Some of them are in this hall who helped us in our struggle. And I say, I thank you on behalf of the struggling people of South Africa for your contribution to our struggle in Africa. And so we struggled and we emerged from the terrible nightmare of apartheid. And then we were confronted with a new and more terrible monster. After apartheid, suddenly we found ourselves confronting the World Bank, the IMF, the WTO, and we were now facing global apartheid. Instead of South African apartheid, we were now facing global apartheid. And we got ready to confront it, and this is the sad part of the story, that there were those who were willing to compromise, those who were willing to make deals, It started with an $800 million loan from the World Bank to the new government, which was inheriting the debts of the old apartheid government. So the struggle continues. And in that struggle we say, we will march again, and we say, we are willing to confront defeat and to turn it into victory. Here is the poem, and it's, you're glad to know, fairly brief. When we marched, when we slithered through the slime and the mire, past the riot-shielded cops, when we marched through Alex from the ghetto, we marched past dark windows, past children who peered wild-eyed at us as we marched. But when we marched with some of us, it was a rerun of the old days and the old marches. We were marching again against oppression. But then we had marched in the old apartheid-burdened days. But then it was defiant resolution that drove us, that made our feet strong, that braced our feet as we marched. But now we march again, and this time we march with sadness at betrayal, our hearts heavy as stone inside our bodies, our air as we shout the old slogans once again. The air is weighted with the memory of the defeats of the past, the efforts of the past which we now must repeat one more time. And this time our slogans are heavy with irony, the grimy air, and we wince in bitterness, we wince as we hear newly the old familiar lies, the old familiar repeated promises, the promises that have been betrayed. But as we march, we renew our commitment. We resolve to continue the struggle for a decent world, for a humane world, for a just world, for an equitable world. And we say, we will march again. We will march again. We will march again. Thank you.